That's been one of my mantras, focus and simplicity. Simple can be harder than complex. You have to work hard to get your thinking clean, to make it simple. But it's worth it in the end, because once you get there, you can move mountains. That's a quote by Steve Jobs. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this week's episode of the Hidden Why Podcast, episode 400. Yes, it's a landmark moment for me. And I'm here with you today to talk about what I have learned. Guys, here at The Hidden Why, I'm all about inspiring you to live your life with greater passion and purpose. And to do that, I really believe we need to delve within. We need to discover our why and use that to navigate our lives with greater purpose towards more freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. This is the path that we can all take. It is the path that is your own journey. And I hope to inspire you, encourage you to go after that and follow those paths, because I believe it's on those paths where the greatest joy for this life and this experience that we have comes from. That's certainly my experience, guys. I've been working on a template to create that so other people can learn what I've learned, and that will be coming out in a book later this year. Stay tuned throughout this podcast. I talk about that at the end as well. Perhaps if you are interested and want to help me out, you can stay tuned and have a listen to that as well. Other than that, guys, enjoy this episode, episode 400. I hope you love it. If you do, please make sure you share it with your families and friends. Share the love. And also, if you have not yet, please jump onto iTunes and leave us a short review. It's a 1 to 5 star rating plus a brief comment. That'd be great. If you ever want to connect with me, guys, you can through Twitter. Probably even better would be Facebook, or my email address, thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. I'd love to speak to you there, guys, and enjoy this episode, number 400. Unbelievable, eh? There you go. Enjoy. Talk at the other end. G'day, gang. Welcome to the Hidden Why Podcast. How the heck are you? I hope you're having a cracker of a day. My name's Lee Marnutzi, and I just want to say thank you, first of all, for tuning in to this episode, episode 400 on the Hidden Why Podcast. What an achievement, guys. I feel like I've been doing this for a lot longer than I have. It's been a year and a half, and as I was doing a walk the other day, I was trying to calculate how long it's been. I thought it was like 2 years or 2.5 years or even 3 years, but when I did my calculations, 400 episodes, 5 a week, including a solo rant, a 3-minute thought, 2 interviews and a book review, that comes to about a year and a half. So pat on the back for me, guys. I've been really consistent with putting them out there. The quality has been perhaps up and down, I'll be honest, and I've learned a lot through the whole process as far as recording and delivering content. And hopefully it's improved. Hopefully for those of you who have been listening to my podcast for some time have seen an improvement in the content that I'm putting out there. And I really hope that it's providing you impact, as much impact as it provides me, actually, by putting it out there in your life, in your journey towards living with greater freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. And I guess that's where I'd like to start as far as what I've learned. And that's what this episode's all about, is what I've learned, if anything. For me, it's been a personal transformation. It's really been a deep personal transformational journey. And I've really, you know, improved in many aspects of my life. And that's because I've just been committed to learning. And there's a couple of reasons why you continue to do a podcast for so long. And I talk to other podcasters who are just starting out. And again, I am not the guru. I am not the expert. But people do ask me, because they see 400 and go, geez, how have you committed to it for that long? And really for me, it is because I enjoy the process. I get great value out of doing what I do. And there's a number of reasons for that. But generally, it's for personal reasons. I get significant growth in my life from doing this podcast. And that keeps me coming back. I mean, I get to interview some really incredible people. I get to read some great books that people send me to review for the show. And it really helps me in many aspects of my life. If I look at the 6 principles that I often talk about, health, growth, love, expression, significance, contribution, I get to do all those things through this podcast. I get to improve my health through what I learn. That helps me grow. I get to improve relationships, create more relationships, more connections. I get to express myself however I feel. I get to create a greater sense of significance in what I do and how I'm living my life. And I get to contribute as well. And hopefully, for those of you who have been listening to this podcast for a while, you've felt that impact too. And hopefully what I learn and what I share provides you value to taking your own journey towards living life with greater freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. But that's enough of a rant. Let's talk about what I've learned. So I've conducted over 100 interviews since the start And I've discovered a lot through those interviews, and I've talked about these three facts, or these three elements, I suppose, before. But before I do that, I think the most important piece of the puzzle that I've learned, and this is not the case for everyone I've interviewed, but generally speaking, the people that are having the greatest success in their own way and what they would define success, the people that are really living largely, living with this greater sense of happiness, are those people that are on their own journey. They're not listening to the external expectations of everyone else around them, of society, of the culture they live in. They're really just following their own journey and being truthful to themselves. And I think that's the key lesson, the fundamental lesson that I'd like to share first of all on the Hidden Why podcast, is that you have to follow your own journey. Forget what everyone else is doing. Forget what you think you have to do, and just live as truthfully, as aligned as you can with what matters to you. I think that is the journey that will lead you towards that greater life. And certainly that's been my experience, and that's really where it started. When I launched the blog at The Hidden Why, which was just quite terrible, really, but it made do. It allowed me to publish my writings. And then I launched the podcast, and from there, I really started to follow this journey of doing what I love, and I think that's really important. So I started off talking about, you know, being free, and that's what was really important to me, is this creating this freedom. And it was really freedom from all the external elements, just, you know, freedom from work, to be able to do what I want when I wanted it, freedom financially, to not have that consistent worry about money coming in. So freedom was really the goal for me when I began. And then it grew from there. It really became something much greater than it is. But you have to start somewhere. And if I talk about the why, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be perfect and absolutely clear on what your why is. You just have to start with something that allows you to sink your teeth in, that allows you to focus. And then you just have to commit to following the path there, the best path that you can find through your own research. You know, listen to the other people, what they're doing and their advice. But really, become your own best learner. Learn what you can and then try and solve your own problems. You know, if that's the path that you want to move towards, how can you best solve that problem? And that becomes a much more enjoyable part of the process as well, rather than just saying, okay, what do I do next? And if you listen to everyone else's advice out there, they can give plenty of advice. But if it's not your own advice, if you're not really following your own heart based on the learnings that you've had, you're going to lessen your journey. And that can often take us off track. That can often stop us. We can often give up in that process because it's not connected with that deeper why, that deeper passion that comes from our internal self. So guys, that's what I'd like to say. Just go on your own journey. There's a couple of other things that I've really learned, and I shared this back in episode 300. The three elements that will really help us on our journey towards this greater state, or these greater states of freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. And really, freedom, fulfillment, and happiness came from this podcast. I didn't realize them until sometime after I was doing this podcast and really trying to grip or grasp what I was all about, what the theme of the show was all about. And then I started to realize that it wasn't just freedom, it was fulfillment as well. That's what we desire. And more than that, freedom and fulfillment, that the ideas behind those two things, the reason why we want freedom, the reason why we want fulfillment, is because ultimately we want to be happy. We just want to be happy with life. We want to exist as fully as we can in this experience. And that's this deeper sense of happiness that I've talked about in past episodes and that I'll mention again today. But that's what we're after, that deeper sense of happiness. And I think that's at the core of what all we desire. That's what's uniting us all, this deeper sense of happiness. Whether we realize it or not, the path's there, no matter what paths you take, that's where we want to end up. And if you think about, you know, what you're doing and why you're doing it, you can probably go back to the point where you can say, well, the reason why I do this is because of happiness. But sometimes the things that we do that we think will create happiness perhaps aren't really the things that we should be doing, and perhaps there's other things we could be doing. And that's when it comes to aligning our life and what we do and what we have to our why, our purpose. And that's really the core message as well here at The Hidden Why. Make sure what you do and what you have is aligned with your why. Make sure it's not done out of some external expectation, thinking that if I do this, I'll have more money to do that, and that will allow me to be, you know, in this state of greater happiness. Often those paths can lead us down traps that are harder to get out of, and that's certainly been my experience. It doesn't mean you can't get out of them, but certainly they might not be conducive to living that deeper sense of freedom and happiness that you perhaps would require. Look, the concepts that I talk about aren't new. I'm just working on a new book, which you guys may have heard if you've been listening to the last few episodes. So the new book is called The Ultimate Life Map, and it's really a template that I've designed based on this year and a half of running these podcasts And it's really a template to allow others to sort of just assess their own lives and really, number one, define their why and their life compass. Number two is then use that to take purposeful action. And then number three is some life principles that I talk about that I think are common. I believe that are common for all of us. They're sort of common values that if we can just all work within, you know, finding practices within each of those six principles, then we can all start to go towards that freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. So it's a book I'm working on, guys. If you'd like to find more, just on a tangent note, if you'd like to find out more about that, please go to thehiddenwhy.com. Subscribe to my newsletter there. It's a weekly newsletter, but that's the best way you'll be kept up to date. And for the launch of this book, guys, I've been working on it for about a year now, and it'll probably be another 6 months before it comes out. But in that launch campaign, I hope to raise, for all the funds that I will raise, I will put towards a project, and that project is likely at this stage, more information to be announced, but likely at this stage to be completing a school project, which is a bunch of classrooms, schools, etc., in a third world community, to allow those kids in those communities really have a better education and have the ability to grow up, to make more change and have more impact themselves, you know, to have a life that perhaps we take for granted here, well, certainly for me, you know, perhaps a life that we take for granted, the opportunities aren't there for these kids. So just providing them a greater opportunity. So that's what I hope to do with this book, is to get it in the hands of people that want to, you know, really live their life as best they can, and to learn the journey, that the template that can allow them to do that. Whilst doing that, providing those, the people that buy the books, the money will go straight towards the schooling project. So it's a big goal of mine, guys, and I hope you can help me. If it sounds interesting, make sure you do go to thehiddenwhy.com and subscribe to my newsletter there. Anyway, off on a tangent, back to the point. So the concepts that I talk about in the ultimate life map aren't new. Napoleon Hill, in his timeless piece of work, Think and Grow Rich, talks about these principles of his success. He talks about definite of purpose. He talks about undeniable desire, faith, and conviction. And then, you know, being able to do the work to remove the obstacles and overcoming the obstacles and creating greater effectiveness towards, you know, living towards that success, those desires that we really want. So, I mean, it's a great book. You have to read it. I've done a review of that too at the Hidden Why podcast. So check that out if you haven't read it. For most of you, you probably have. It's a really good book. And if it's been a while since you've read it, read it again. It's got some principles in there that are just absolutely profound. And again, it goes back to that core idea of follow what you desire, okay? Follow what you truly desire. And I think that's why it's important to say, you know, do what you love. And it might sound a little bit, you know, people talk about this so often, but I really believe if you don't love what you're doing, the quality of what you do is going to be lessened. And that's not going to be conducive for really living and flourishing into who you could really become, your full potential. So I've discussed these three elements in the past. So the three elements that I talk about is connecting with your why. I talk about creating greater awareness and then doing the work. Those three things. So if you can connect with your why, if you can become more aware, and if you can do the work, those three things will help you on this path. I've talked about them in episode 300, so you can review those by going to thehiddenwhy.com, episode 300, or you can just go to the show notes of today's episode 400, and the link will be there as well. I want to delve a little bit deeper today, and there's a long-winded way to get into the content of the show. But really, I want to talk about how the human race has become amazing at overcomplicating things, including our life. I'm a passionate cook, so I can't tell you how many times friends and families have told me that I've just added too many ingredients to the pot and often spoiled the highlight of the dish. We do this all the time in life. We add too many things to our plate. And in doing so, the complexity takes away the joy from the individual moments, from the individual things that perhaps fill our plates. And like the recipes that I conjure up, and I get a little bit excited about, as I said, I'm a passionate cook, so I get really excited when I'm in the kitchen. It's that just sort of zone for me. And when I get excited, I just seem to add more things to the dishes, and I do it in an effort to add more flavor, to add more beauty to it. When I don't need to, it could be simple. I'm a lot more delicious and simpler just by adding a few ingredients. And we do that to life. We do add more things to our plate in efforts to make things a little bit better. We think we're going to produce greater results by adding more to our plate, by being busier. But often this complexity that we produce can destroy our depth, can destroy the path of simplicity. And that path is where I believe real great work, good quality enjoyment can come from. I think about sushi, you know, living in Japan at the moment. I really appreciate sushi. It's one of the dishes that we eat as a family. Most weekends we go out as a family on a Sunday to do that. That's sort of a little tradition in this household at the moment. And essentially sushi is just fish and rice. It's so simple. Yet when it comes to depth and simplicity, I think sushi really wins. I mean, a bit of fish and a bit of rice, but geez, the flavors, the experience that you have through eating sushi, you know, especially when you go to these restaurants where it's produced by these artists and they create this depth, this subtlety and complexity and taste, and even in the experience that can be really out of this world. And that's what life can be like when we create that simplicity. I actually started, I found a quote by Steve Jobs there that started this off, and he talks about focus and simplicity and says, you know, it's easy to be complex in life, but it can be quite hard to be simple or create simplicity. And I really believe that's true. You know, it can be difficult to create that simplicity. It's not as simple as putting rice in a bit of fish and saying, there you go. There's technique to it. There's art to it. But once you get there, you can really move mountains with that one product, with that one experience. And I think that's what it's all about, is creating that simplicity. Complexity is like clutter. And clutter, you know, if you have a really busy environment, clutter causes ineffectiveness in execution. It lessens our ability to produce deep work that becomes truly amazing. You can do and touch, and who is it? Carl Newport talks about this in his book, Deep Work. You know, we can do many, many things, but we become very shallow in what we're doing. When we focused on just one thing, we can go really, really deep. And when we go deep, that's when we produce amazing things, amazing results. I've always said it, but life doesn't need to be complicated, even though it's complex. Excuse me. And one thing I've learned in perhaps the last year and a half that's really contributed to a greater experience for my journey is a life of simplicity. It hasn't come easily. It's taken a lot of work. I've been challenged along the way. And certainly there's many things that keep popping up that sort of challenge me. But the more I've really connected with what's important to me, the more I've connected with that core and really created the awareness around that, the better I am to really be purposeful in what I choose to take on in my life. Another commonly used term for this life of simplicity is minimalism. And I've talked about that a heck of a lot in the past as well. And I really didn't realize this is what I was doing in my life. But by connecting with my why and becoming more purposeful in the process, I've reduced and then removed a lot of the stuff that I had and was doing that wasn't helping me and wasn't really purposeful to that life of, or aligning my life to that why. And that's created this simplicity in my life. And it's been the ultimate. It's been really what has made it for me. And when I talk about simplicity, I had someone comment the other day on a post on mine. They said, you know, it's easy to be simple when certain aspects, you know, are different, you know, if you don't have kids or whatever. Yes, there's differences for everyone, but we have to find simplicity and minimalism as it relates to you and your life and what you want. And that's what it's all about. It's about reducing those things that aren't necessary for your journey. And once you can really become clear on that why, and as you travel that journey, you'll become more effective in doing that. So I think that's really important. And really to do this, and I just mentioned it, is we have to be aware. And this is the second point that I'd really like to highlight today, and then I'll wrap it up. But we are nothing without our consciousness. And it's quite hard to get your head around this, and certainly for me it is too. I've had a couple of, you know, interviews recently that we've talked about this, and I'm reading a book right now that sort of delves into this topic as well. But we are perhaps nothing without our consciousness. And if we didn't have this consciousness, we have to ask the question, would this human experience, would we really exist? And I look at, you know, people in a coma, for example. Clearly they still exist. So the answer, if we said, you know, if we don't have consciousness, do we exist? Well, people in a coma certainly do exist. So the answer for us would be an obvious one, that yes, we still would exist. But would we? Would we really exist? And the thing that I realize is that the person in the coma only appears to exist in the eyes of the perceiver or those who are conscious. So if we too, perceiving this person in the coma, were not conscious, we wouldn't be able to perceive or interpret what is there or what is not there based on that. You know, we wouldn't have this consciousness to perceive that. So really, it's our consciousness that has the ability to create everything in our lives, and that is our reality. Now, I'm no scientist, I'm no guru, and I may be totally incorrect with this thought, but I believe that consciousness is our ability to interpret and place meaning to our reality. And if we didn't have that consciousness, we wouldn't have this meaning, we wouldn't have this life, we wouldn't have this attachment to a self. Now, the self I've often referred to as being something that's deeper within us, you know, your true self. The reality is that itself doesn't really exist. It's a creation of the mind, but we can all connect with it. We can all, because we are conscious, identify with some self, some sense of self. So in that sense, it does exist. There's true and there's truth. And you just have to believe what you want to believe here. But, you know, we can identify with self. So understand that whatever your self is whatever you make it. And that comes back again to our consciousness. Excuse me, I've got a little bit of a cough at the moment, guys. So this is why I think it's really important to have awareness and have greater awareness, because if our life and our reality is all based on our consciousness, the more we can be aware of our consciousness and how it plays a role in our lives, in the reality we live, the better that we can perhaps influence that. Now, I've understood in my journey as well that perhaps we have little or less control than we think about our lives, and perhaps we're just an accumulation of molecules and a biological mass that we really have no choice, you know, no free will as such. And these things are really hard to grip, but we place so much pressure on ourselves to be something bigger than we perhaps are, and perhaps that causes a lot of pressure and complexity in our lives as well. And perhaps it's unnecessary to really living a quality journey. And that doesn't mean we don't have to have dreams or really, you know, big ambitions or goals. I think that's all great. But just understand that at the end of the day, you know, we are just a biological mass put here on this earth, and perhaps, you know, what trying to control too much of that we can't is perhaps not conducive to living a really deep and happy life. So I think if we can really just create a greater awareness, become more aware, we can better use our consciousness to serve the experience of the reality that we create in a more useful way, in a more joyful way, in a way that creates or produces a life that is more free, fulfilled, and happy. And that's where I think I'd like to wrap this up, guys, is that, you know, remove the complexity, become simple, and you can do that by following those three things, knowing your why, creating that awareness, and doing the work that allows you to do that. And when in doing that work, becoming purposeful, you remove the stuff that gets in your way, you remove the clutter, you remove the unnecessary, and that will create that life of simplicity. And for reality, the reality is based on your consciousness. So if you can become more aware, start a mindfulness practice or something like that, you can then really start to influence your reality. You can start influence how the mind perceives reality. And that might just help in the journey of life as well. Guys, there are many things that still appear in my life that hold me back. Self-doubt, fear, conformity, you know, these things that affect us all. But in the last year and a half, I've certainly removed a lot of those interferences. And that's created a greater simplicity as well. It's so easy to look at what everyone else is doing. We're conditioned in a way, and I'm conditioned to see what is normal. And when I veer off on my own paths in life, doing something that's quite left field, it seems left field anyway, perhaps it's really not that great. But when I do that, I sometimes look back and go, geez, I'm really veering off here. Is this the right path? You know, is this going to end in a spot where I really don't want to be? But what I realize on this journey as well is that if I feel this good, and I really have recently just had these moments where I've just gone, wow, how good does life feel? I just can't imagine going back to those paths. I can't imagine conforming again and living like the status quo. I want to challenge it. And that's why I do this podcast. I want to challenge you guys. I want to inspire and encourage you guys to do the same, to think, how are you living your life that's really not aligned with how you want to live it? And then going out there to create the work that will align you with your why more purposefully. I think that will create a beautiful journey, and the more beautiful journeys that exist in this world, the greater this world could become. I really am more committed to a goal of, number one, inspiring others to live their journey. And I do this with the hope that we can reduce the regret that we live with, and hopefully reduce and even remove the suffering the self-created suffering that many of us live with. That's my journey, guys. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, episode 400. If you do, please make sure you leave your comments in the comments field at thehiddenwhy.com. Share it with your network. Share it with your family. Share the love. That would be awesome. And you know what to do. Go out there. Breathe more passion to every single moment. Do everything with greater purpose. And in doing so, you can discover your hidden why. This is The Hidden Why. My name is Lee Martinuzzi. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. Thanks. There you have it, gang. That's today's episode done. What did you think? Did you enjoy it? Did it bring you some value? I'd love to hear from you. Make sure you jump onto thehiddenwhy.com to this episode and leave your comments in the fields below. Also, connect with me, guys, while you're there. Facebook, Twitter, and my email address, thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you guys. I'd love to hear about what you're passionate about, what brings you joy in life. So connect with me there, guys, any way you wish. Also, guys, I want to ask you, before you go, for a huge, huge, huge favor. And the favor is simple. It's just to go to thehiddenwhy.com and subscribe to my newsletter. And here's why. I want to keep you up to date on a project that I've been working on. For the last year, I've been writing my newest book called The Ultimate Life Map. It's really about helping people align their lives with their purpose, with their why, so they can live more truly, freely, fulfilled, and happy. That's what it's all about. So if I can get into more hands, then I can help more people with that. But in doing so, the funds from this book, guys, I'm going to launch a project to help raise funds to support a third world community, to build skills there, to help these children that aren't as privileged as we are, that don't have all the resources that we have, so they can set themselves up and hopefully live towards a more promising life as well. So guys, I really want to ask for your help, and the best thing you can do for me right now is just to subscribe to my newsletter. Jump online, subscribe to the newsletter, and that way I can keep you up to date with what's going on, guys. You can help me really, you know, spread the message, get this book out there into more hands, and in doing so, we can raise funds to support this community. I've got a couple of options there now, so more information on that to come as well. But guys, that's my favor from you today. Please just jump online, subscribe to my newsletter so I can keep you posted with this project. I'm really passionate about it, guys, and it'd be really great if you can support me with this. That's it from me, guys. You know what to do. You need to go out there, breathe more passion into every single moment. You need to do everything with greater purpose, and in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is Lee Martinuzzi. Thank you. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon.